It's difficult to imagine the conditions for POWs like Tom Crosby in the weeks leading up to their camp's liberation. Some had already died from malnutrition, and now they feared they might lose their life as the American forces attempted to free them. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. In December of 1944, American soldiers held as POWs on the island of Palawan were massacred by their Japanese captors, who ordered them into air raid shelters and then set those shelters on fire. General Douglas MacArthur was concerned how other POWs in the Philippines might be treated in the closing months of the war.
He heard the orders from Tokyo were to kill all civilian and military prisoners, so there would be no witnesses to the atrocities.
Tom Crosby was just 11 years old at the time. Since January of 42, he and his brother, mother, and grandmother had been held as civilian prisoners of war in Manila. Tom's grandmother had resorted to boiling their leather shoes and belts to get some protein broth for her grandsons. By 1944, Tom and 3,500 others held there were extremely weak.
We had school on the top of the main building for the couple of years, but in the third year, we weren't strong enough to get up there, so we had to move school behind the Ed building.
On February 3, 1945, the American rescue teams that had liberated other camps in the Philippines finally arrived in Manila.
About 9 o'clock at night, I was in the Ed building with my brother and about 200 others, and they got to us just in time. They had three serials of mechanized infantry, 1st Cavalry Division, with approximately 200 in each serial.
While Tom's mother and grandmother had been freed, the Japanese raced to the top of the Ed building where Tom and the boys were held. A firefight and 36-hour hostage situation was just beginning. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.